went through four types of training. What are the four types? Maybe you want to review your notes. And then, in Joshua chapter 1, God gave him a promise that he would be with him. He later, again, talk about his mission. His mission is to lead the people in the land of Canaan and tell him how to be successful. That is, the word of God shall never leave his mouth. And he shall abide the word of God with all his life. And everything he do, God will be with him. And then we talk about they prepared to go across the Jordan River. So they prepared food. They followed the words of Moses and Joshua. They spied the land. They followed the ark of God. And they indeed tried to go across the Jordan River. So for us to reach the promised land, the rest, the peace, the joy that promised by God, usually there's a gap. We got to make sure we have the manna, every manna. Make sure we follow the words. We are allowed to spy, to see the wonderful preparation of the Lord. But still, we need to follow the ark of God, step by step. And then when they are across to the river, God especially asked them, when the water stopped, the river stopped flowing, the water stopped flowing, the Lord especially wanted them to pick up 12 stones. This is for a memorial forever. This to serve as a memory. I ask, before we pray, I ask you, who care you most in your life? And I ask you to think about who, and just to remind you that you should think of them. Remember who truly care about you in your daily life. We shall remember those people in our daily life, deep down in our heart, as often as possible, to show our appreciation, and sometimes even to pray for them. One of my kids is in Taiwan right now. He or she is doing some. He or she. She's here, so. Anyway, so he's doing some of the work. And then he teaches some little kids in mountain area, remote, aboriginal kids. And they are all very cute. I think say one kids, junior high school kids, right? I saw on the Facebook, last day of school, his shirt has some written of those kids, right? And two sentences really catch my eyes. One is, Da Huai Da. You're a big gangster or something like that. And second sentence is that, Yao Xiang Wo. You got to remember me. Da Huai Da, Yao Xiang Wo. The gangster, you shall remember me. I think those kids that he stayed with for about 2-3 weeks, maybe they build up a kind of friendship, affectionate, and the little kids want him to think of them, to think of those little kids. Right? When someone gives us grace, or someone up close to us, do you think we shall remember them? Let me ask you a question. How many of you think that you hope in your life someone always can remember you? 你们心里总是有那么一个人在默默地想着你，希望呢? Do you hope that there's always a person that can think of you? I can guarantee you, your parents, a lot of them don't care. It's very true. Your parents already think about you, right? I mean, my daughter is in the next room, of course. And when I don't class, sometimes I just, in the early in the morning, I just go to that room. What is the purpose? I just want to see her, right? I want to see my daughter because I don't see her for a long time, right? I mean, she's here and there, and in the East Coast. So your parents, not only me, I believe all your parents. If you do not know, I really want to assure you, there is always a person on earth who always think of it in their daily life. And there's a Heavenly Father on earth, in heaven, who always care about you over there. And when God cares about us, we shall remember God's love. This is His expectation. And as a person, we shall try to live up to this expectation. So this session, I would like to use this topic about 3 points. It is a memorial for every family. It is a memorial for our descendants. And it is a memorial forever. Please turn to Joshua chapter 4. Let's read the topic first. Verse 7. Thomas, who is Thomas? Is Thomas here? No Thomas? Huh? Oh, every room. Oh, okay. I try to call the name, I don't truly understand. No, I don't truly know you, sorry. Well, I guess I know a lot of people already. Okay, let me randomly call. Jeffrey, please read. 7.
Joshua chapter 4, verse 7. Then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When he crossed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. Stone shall be a memorial to the children of Israel forever.
Now, the stones shall be a memorial for the children of Israel forever. So let's use this topic to meditate these 3 points. Actually, this is for every tribes, every household in the tribes. Every tribe to remember that. Please read on. Jeffrey, you have a very good voice. Continue reading chapter 4, verse 1 to 5. 4 verse 1 to 5.
Verse 1. And it came to pass, when all the people had completely crossed over the Jordan, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, verse 2, take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one man from every tribe, verse 3, and command them, saying, take for yourselves 12 stones from them here, out of the midst of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood for it. You shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where you lodge tonight.
I'll stop here first. Some of you, do you wonder why God is so troublesome? After everybody go across the river, then God's voice come down to Joshua. Hey, Josh, would you please send 12 guys, right? Go now, go down to the river, one person from one tribe, and pick up a stone, and then pick it up. Is it much easier to tell him beforehand, saying, hey, Josh, when one tribe, right, prepare one person, right? When you go down the river, make sure you pick up one stone from the river, and then later you can part it up and to serve as a memorial. Why is God so troublesome? Why is that? This is one thing for you to think about, right? A lot of time when we are busy with our stuff, we never thinking about to remember God. God wants you to finish, to make sure everybody is safe. And you know that, you know, before you are safe, right? Before you know that I lead you to a very safe place, then you really got to show your appreciation, to show that, you know, to say thank you. Before I finish the job, maybe you don't need to say thank you. But after I have done everything for you, please remember to say thank you. I think that is God's idea. And why bother? Why not just pick up stones? The Bible says what? Where did the stone? Where did they need to pick up the stone? Which where is the position to pick up the stone? Samuel? Huh? Middle? Where the priest's foot is, yeah? Now sometimes I want, if the stone is like say 50 pounds. 50 pounds, is it too heavy? Let's say 30 pounds, like a baby. 30 pounds? Pick it up. Why do I need to pick up from the priest's feet? Why can't I just take a stone by the side of the river? It's easier, right? I just, you know, bend up and pick it up. Why it need to be on the feet of the priest? Or maybe at that, I say, why can't I just pick up stones by the shore? There are a lot of stones on the land, right? Why not I just do it on the land? I'll pick a stone on the land. The cross of Jordan River have to do with God's grace, God's power. And God's power manifested on following the ark of God. Ark of God prefigure the abidance of God. So when you pick up from where the ark of God is, where the priesthood stand, that means that tell you that indeed this is mighty power of God. This is not any ordinary people give you this grace, right? It is from God. Therefore, got to be where the priesthood, the priesthood are stand, right? And pay attention to them. What should they do to consider the stones? What? How do they? Well, you shall carry them over with you and leave them on the larger place, right? So carry them. Sometimes I'm thinking about stone is too heavy. Kick it easier, right? What do you think? Or use a cart, go down to pick it up easier, right? Now everybody, later you should understand. Everybody should carry them on their shoulder. Now really, I think God has a meaning for all those little tiny actions. When all you are saved, then suddenly you saw 12 people go down to the river. Maybe all eyes are there. What are they doing? And then you carry up 12 stones. What are those guys doing? You know, like, when, for example, the ark of God cannot be carried by oxen cart. The ark of God covenant, the ark of covenant cannot be carried by shoulder. Tell people that you and God are very close. Like you carry your baby on your shoulder. Of course, God is not baby, but to tell you that we and God are very close. Our relation is like a father and son. I think all these tiny details have a lot of significance. And then where do they need to put those rocks? Where? After they pick up, where do they need to put? Jeffrey? Where? Yes, in your daily life, you shall be able to see those stones. In your daily life, you shall remember the grace of God. Let me ask you, brethren, how many times, how often do you truly think about Jesus Christ besides NYTs, besides Holy Communion? Did you truly think about Jesus Christ in your daily life? Many of us, we don't, right? But once upon a time, Jesus was very sad inside, you know. How many of you remember the story of 10 leprosy received the healing of Jesus? I guess all of you know, right? I need someone to share with me so that you don't doze off. Can I share us this story? 10 leprosy. What happened to that story? Huh? Sorry? What did he say? Oh, he heard it. Can you stand up? Sorry. Yeah. And then what happened? Well, he healed them, right? And asked them to do what? To show themselves to who? Hey, somebody tell him. Priest, right? And then, why did they need to show to priests? Sorry, I pick on you. So everybody can wake up, you know? Because you are very handsome. Everybody's very handsome. Just joking. Yes, thank you. I'm sorry. A lot of people are closing off. Thank you. And then what? Then, how many people come back to say thank you? One or two? Or three? One, right? And what did Jesus say? Anybody remember? Thank you very much. Thank you. 谢谢你真的不好意思. Samuel, like, please. Where are the other knights? It's not those who got healing. 10 people got healings. Where are the other 9 people? Really, when we receive grace of God, a lot of time, we just treat Jesus Christ like a doctor. I receive healing, then bye-bye, that's it. I'm good, and that's about it, right? So really, over here, what we try to teach us, in our daily life, we shall see the storms and remember that once upon a time, the Lord lead us to go across the great river, right? How many of you never bear testimony in your life? I guess many, right? How many of you do bear testimony in your life, raise your hand? You do? Okay, many of you. You know, a lot of times we ask SSC students, can you testify? I don't have testimony, right? I don't have testimony. A lot of times you think you don't, but actually that is because you forget about it, not because you don't have testimony, right? Mark chapter 6, verse 43. Mark chapter 6, Mark 6, 43. 6:43. Charlene, would you please read? Did I pronounce it right? Did I pronounce it wrong? Charlene. Please read. What did they do? Over here, Jesus feed how many people? How many people? How many? Huh? 5,000? Okay. Okay. And then after they finish, Jesus asked them to pick up all the crumbs, right? All the crumbs. If they do not pick it up, what will happen? Surely, what will happen? Huh? If they did not pick up all the crumbs, fragments, if they did not pick up all the fragments of the fish and bread, what will happen to the fish and bread? Huh? You don't know. Think about this. If you eat spaghetti, you do not fish, you throw it into the grass, what will happen to the spaghettis? Huh? Dirty, I guess the birds can come down to eat it, right? The ants might come and eat, right? It's the same thing, no? Jesus Christ feed people with 5 feet, how many fish? Whooping early, right? Five loaves of bread and 2 fish. And then there are a lot of leftover. But if they do not pick up the leftover, they will become through time. When time passed, you become picked up by birds, picked up by ants, blown away by the winds, and nobody is able to remember anything. Therefore, Jesus wants us to pick up the crumbs, the fragments, all the graces that you have in your household, even like the fragments of it, you shall pick it up and then collect it, and then little people will understand that, well, totally 12 baskets. The leftover is totally 12 baskets. So really, if you do not try to write down, remember, pick it up, collect about it, then the grace in your life will eventually come with the wind. Really. So brethren, the Lord wants us to remember. Every household can remember, right? Sometimes in order us to not remember, God give you a mark. Anybody got a mark of grace in your body or in your life? Got a mark of grace. You do, what is that mark? Sister, yeah?
Scar.
What happened? You cut yourself?
No.
What happened?
I'm able to walk.
Huh?
I'm able to walk.
You are able to walk. Therefore, this is a scar. Oh, really?
I had the surgery.
Oh, okay. So really, sometimes God leave you a mark so you can remember it with all your life. Once upon a time, I shake a hand with a pastor. I figure, hey, how come you know? You, how do you call this? Pinky finger. How come you? I shake his hand. Hey, how come you know? You only have nine fingers. What happened to this one? He said that, oh, this is a mark of grace. I said, what happened? Oh, he said when he was a little kid, he was beaten by a Baibu-se. What is that? Poison snake. They call it a 100 steps poison snakes. They call it 100 step poison snake. It is because after you walk 100 steps, you will drop off. You will drop down. Right? And then he was beaten by that kind of poison snakes, right? And it is through prayer. They cannot find a doctor because they are in the deep mountains and they cannot make it, right? It is through prayers. They cut off that little fingers, you know, and through prayers, you know? And then his life was preserved. So he said it is a mark of grace. Today, if you do not remember the grace of God, sometimes God gives you a mark. There's a mark over here. You don't see it. You come to me, you shake my hand, I will show you. When I came to USA in 1985, first day when I landed, maybe I testified this to you already, I was hungry because I just got off the airplane. I bring some can from Taiwan. I try to open the can. I don't know how to use American tools. American tool is this way, but Taiwan is this way. You know? So I don't know how to use. So I open halfway, I have no patience. I just use my finger. And then it was very sharp, right? So it's cut very deep when my heart pumps, the blood pumps. Like that, you know? And people are saying that you should go to see nurse. I say, no way, Jose, because I have no insurance, right? I have no insurance. If you go to the doctor, it's going to pay a lot of money. So I just go to the inner room and pray, Lord, please, I cannot go to see a doctor. My mother's money is very precious, please, right? And then he was cured, and now there's a very, very big mark over here. If you see it, so if you do not remember the grace of God, God will force you. God will make you sometimes so to remember the grace of God. This is a book I love to read. If you can read Chinese, please read it. Written by Elder Xie, or Isen the Enhui. All the grace in my life, you can read Chinese. It's very more than 10 major testimony collected in that book. So please don't forget about the grace. Every household, you should do something, collect something, write on your Facebook. I bet your Facebook account will always be there before you die. It's still there, right? I think. So write somewhere. I mean, so people can know that how great the grace of God is. 你的一生当中, 一定有一个 great cross in your life. There must be a great cross in your life. What is that great cross in your life? In that great cross, can't you pick up something? That great cross in your life? Does not God involve in that great cross in your life? So every household, we got to remember it. And not only we got to remember it, the law says that your children got to remember it also, right? Chapter 4, verse 6 to, let's read from 4 to 7. 4 to 7. Ian, please read out loud. 4 to 7. Okay, it's on his shoulder. So make sure everybody can see what you guys are doing. We're doing this for purposes. Like, please read. Continue reading, please. Yeah.
Okay. According to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, six, that this may be a sign among you, when your children ask in time to come, saying, what do these stones mean to you?
Seven.
Then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark. Cross over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. And these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever.
Yeah, amen. So, not only you remember it right now, every household should remember it in your daily life, and not only that one day your children will ask, Mama, what are these? this pile of stone for? And he said, oh, my dear little kids, you know, once upon a time, you know, we have 2 million people, and we just follow the Ark of God with a distance, 2,000 cubits, you know? So amazing, you know? It is the harvest season. Even the water overflowed the 2 bags. But the priest has breakfast. When you step on the water, guess what, guess what? The children will say, guess what, guess what? Wow, amazingly, right? The father got, the father, the water got cut off. Yeah, you know, I never seen this in my life. Oh, so wonderful. Right? Now this is, you can start to show yourself. And now we're not thinking, you know, and my father told me, right? Not only I see the rivers got cut off, my father said that, you know, when they get on YouTube, even the Red Sea, your children ask, Mama, Mama, is Red Sea's color red? He said, no, Red Sea's color is still blue. Yeah, anyway. Children, right? I'm very curious, right? Do you know there's a book called Iguangawesimo? There's a book called Iguangawesimo. How do you say it in English? 10,000 what? Huh? 10,000 why, right? Kids like to ask why there's a pile of stones over here, right? And then you say, wow. No, the purpose is what? The Bible here says that it can be a memory forever, not only that, right? Let's read chapter 4, verse 20 to 23. Not only that pile of stone, not only to recall, remind you about the Jordan River, but also remind you about the Red Sea. Catherine, you're reading out loud, right? Chapter 4, verse 20 to 23. Sorry, 20 to, yeah, 20 to 23, chapter 4, 20 to 23. So that people of the earth may know the hand of the Lord. So you gotta tell your children, God has a hand. God has a mighty hand. God's mighty hand opened the sea and opened the river. And everybody can understand that indeed God is mighty. And everybody shall fear God, that you may fear the Lord your God forever. So brethren, we got to share our experiences to our little kids in our house, especially when they are young. When they are young. The Lord, the salvation is not for you alone, right? The salvation is promised for you and your children and your children's children. So we should never forget about to tell our children. How many of you do not know how your family member come to believe in Jesus in the church? Church, raise your hand. You do not know the story of your household. How do they come to church in the church? Raise your hand. Really, this is a homework. I guess when I teach RE, right, I want them to do this homework. You got to go and ask, Mama, Mama, why do we believe in true Jesus church? Right? And you know, before my grandmother died, I really make a special trip. My grandma told me a long story concerning how they got converted. Really, first generation, they have amazing grace of God. First generation. They come to believe in Jesus Christ, not because nothing happened. They are not stupid person. They go through a lot and they see the mighty hand of God. And that story is also for you to know, right? Psalm 78, verse 3 to 7. Psalm 78, 3 to 7. 78, 3 to 7. Psalm 78, 3 to 7. Okay, someone, Deborah, can you read out loud?
Psalm 78, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us.
4.
We will not hide them from their children, into the generation to come, the praise of the Lord, and his strength and his wonderful.
Yes, verse 5.
For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children.
6.
That the generation to come might know them, that the children who will be born, that they may arise and declare them to their children.
7.
That they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God.
That they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God. I'll keep his commandment. 8.
They may not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not set its heart aright and whose spirit was not faithful to God.
You know, their fathers was born in Egypt. Their fathers was influenced by Egyptian culture. Their fathers, most of them, died in the wilderness. But from your generation, you shall be different, right? You shall not be like your father, forget about all about God's grace. You shall really take to your hearts, pass down to your descendants. Brethren, if your kids are too old, 老了就很难教, if your kids are too old, it's hard to teach them about God, really. Even sometimes when we are young, we try to teach them. When they grow up, they forget about it, they depart from God's grace. Not to mention when they grow up, you know, they have their own opinion, their own idea, their own goal in life. You know, sometimes they are just like a tree, right? Which grow up, the shape already fixed. But if a tree, do you know this type of tree? Grow like this, yeah? You see in Chinese stores, a plant grow like this. How can a plant grow like this? Huh? That is, they molded when they were young, they molded, right? So for us, for our children to know Jesus Christ, we got to make sure they know as early as possible. You know, in IE, we found a problem in IE, religious education. That is sometimes, parents' idea is different from IE teacher's idea, right? Some parents, they are too liberal, they are not too godly. When we tell our children, you got to keep Sabbath day. The mother says, don't listen now. You know, Sabbath day, you have time, go. You don't have time, don't go, right? IE sometimes we figure out hard because parents and IE teacher have different opinion. And then and sometimes teacher will talk between the two. Sometimes even marriage, the same thing. If the marriage, your father and your mother, they come from different backgrounds. Let's say one is Judaism, one is Christian, right? When you grow up, you have torn between the two. I remember one day, a sister came to me, saying, can you talk to my daughter? I said, what happened? She said, my daughter wants to be a nun. Nun? A nun? A nun? Please help us. I don't want my, she's a DJC member, right? I don't want my daughter to be a nun. Then I ask her, what does your husband think about it? The husband is, I know he's atheist or Catholic, right? I cannot just go to tell your children, but I need to think about maybe your husband has a different opinion, right? I know you worry about your children. So in order to let your children have godly heart, a lot of time, really, you and your spouse both need to have the same mind. And then you can educate them when they were young. So brethren, if you have time, when your family are going on vacation, please sit down with your family member. Let's say you went out camping, right? And nothing your father and mother can do. There's no Wi-Fi, nobody can go to an iPad, iPhone, iStuff, right? Or Android, whatever. And then you just talk about the grace of God. I think that will serve as a great memories in your life. Let's read again, chapter 4, verse 7. Let's meditate again. Chapter 4, verse 7. Hanford, please read.
That Utah has certain
the water the of the water of why not to pick up some fish and join it up and take a radio and hang it on somewhere? Or pick up some mud? Why do you need to pick up stones? Of course, I think you know the answer, right? Stones can last forever, not forever, but last much longer than fishes or muds, right? Now, so forever, we need a symbol, a sign. Sometimes I'm curious. If nowadays, let's say Obama need to go across Jordan River. This is very bad analogy. Obama would never do that. What is a good analogy? I'm trying to say that today you go to Washington, D.C. What kind of monument do you see? Most of the monument, what do you see? Most of the monument have to do with people, right? Abraham Lincoln, right? That's a status. Who else? Who else have status? Jefferson have a status, right? Now, why don't they just make... what don't God say? Just say, hey, Joshua, let us make you a status, right? Nowadays, it could be like that, right? Joshua, and maybe the priests who carry the Ark of God, we shall make, assuming four priests, like, remember there are four guys keep up the flag of USA, right? In D.C. There are four guys. But why don't we make a monument for these four guys who carry out the Ark of God? And maybe make a 同像, or they say 同像, status of Joshua. Now they might do that, right? Then why stone? And why not cultivate something? Of course, the Bible says you shall never worship idols, right? You shall never worship idols. Stones, really, the purpose of stones is it is for secondly. Remember, Jesus is the spiritual living stone. Right? Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. So really, the stones, 12 tribes, 12 stones, make a body. Actually, Jesus is the Bible teaches is the living stones, right? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God, and precious. So really, through these stones, we can really figure today, who truly brings you to go across the great river, who takes you out of Egypt into the promised land, it is Jesus himself, right? Who give you the new heaven and new earth after you got baptism. The promised land, who is that? Who is Jesus Christ? So really, by this story, Old Testament is a shadow. New Testament is the essence. Through the stones, remember that indeed in our daily life, there's a Joshua. There's a Joshua. Actually, it's Jesus. There's a Jesus. They have the same name, and we shall remember him forever, right? Let me ask you a question. Is it okay to wear a golden cross on your neck? Is it okay? Anyone wear a golden cross on your neck? Is it okay? I think if you only serve mainly for you to remember the grace of God, you never think about worshiping it, right? I say, why not? Right? But of course, if I think, oh, I don't want to be a stumbling block for other people, maybe my students, my eye student will say, oh, teacher, you wear a cross. Maybe you are worshiping cross, right? How come you worship my icon? In order to avoid that, you may not to spam other people, you may not want to wear that. But if your motivation is right, wear your cross as a reminding, not to worship it, it is nothing wrong. But I do not suggest you to put a cross in your room, because a lot of time, a lot of culture put a cross in the room, a lot of culture, in a culture, they actually worship that cross. And that is, you know, like for example, you will never want to put a Guan Yin or Buddha in your room as decoration, right? How many people want to do that? You don't want to do that, right? Because this is abomination of the Lord. Because Guan Yin or Buddha, everybody knows that if you put it over there, it is for worshiping. This is like common sense, common understanding, right? But if you put a cross in your house, in Catholic culture, it's indeed they put it over there just for purpose of worshiping. So we don't want to confuse people, so we don't do that. But very rarely when people wear a cross on their neck, it is for purpose, according to my understanding, rarely. people will worship the clock. But so a lot of times, you know, you want to do something, remind yourself with right motivation and not confusing people, not mixing with other pagans' religions. I say, well, personally, I don't see reminding yourself is a bad thing to do, right? And also, sometimes in your rooms, right, you write some Bible verses. Really, I think it's very good. Instead of putting Lady Gaga's pictures, you put some Bible verses. I think it's really good reminding, right? Good reminding. I think Southern California has a calendar. They publish a calendar in Chinese, or in English also. In pastor's room, I saw a lot of good verses on that calendar. It's very good. So practice in our daily life, right? Can you do something that Jesus Christ's grace can be a remembrance for you forever? Maybe in your computer screen, right? Save screen, how do you call it? Screen saver, right? You put on some verses. In your room, you put on some verses, right? Just to remind you that our God is a good God. We got to remember the grace of other people. How many of you are studying away from your family? Raise your hand. How many of you truly call your parents every week? Oh, that's good, really. I really appreciate it. You know, my kids also left me, right? Nowadays, if I miss my kids, you know what I do? I call my parents. I don't want to force my kid. I don't want to call them. Hey kids, you forget, call me, right? No, I don't want to force them to love me, right? But I know that whenever I think about my kids, I call my parents. You gotta remember your parents, really. You know? It must be feel very happy every time they receive your phone call. Be honest with you, I am very happy every time. I am very, very happy every time. So please remember your parents' grace. Also, there's a Father in heaven. God wants us to remember Him forever. Let's pray in silence.